This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces described by one U.S. lawmaker as Maduro shock troops are said to have made a threatening visit to the man the U.S. recognizes as Venezuela's interim president, Reuters' Gillian Kitchener explains.
While he was at a public event on Thursday, Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido, said agents from a feared special police unit went to his home. Guaido says police asked for his wife, who was at home with their baby. At the end of the event, Guaido warned police, quote, "I will hold you responsible for any threat to my baby." The political fight between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro, sworn in for a disputed second term this month, has drawn in foreign powers on both sides. The United States, which backs Guaido, has warned of serious consequences if Maduro's government harms him.
During an Oval Office discussion with reporters Thursday, President Trump said the Chinese have opened their markets to financial services and in other areas, but he warned that we won't have a deal if we don't open it up to farmers and manufacturers.
Because essentially, we don't have a deal. We never had a trade deal. We're going to have a great trade deal. But we never really had a trade deal with China. And now we're going to have a great trade deal with China if it all works out. And we look forward to it. It's going to be great for both countries.
An interpreter read out a letter to Mr. Trump from Chinese President Xi Jinping, and the letter said that relations are at a critically important stage between the two economic superpowers. The current negotiations, according to Mr. Trump, also will certainly include ways to handle intellectual property and Chinese trafficking of the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl into the United States. The comments came on the last day of a second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the two countries. This is VOA News. Washington's North Korea envoy, Stephen Biegun, now acknowledged Thursday that the U.S. has made only limited progress with North Korea on nuclear talks. The comments come just weeks ahead of an anticipated second summit between U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The date and location of the summit will be announced early next week, according to President Trump, on Thursday. It has been widely reported Vietnam will host the second Trump-Kim summit, set to take place near the end of February. Thailand also has been mentioned as a possibility. The U.S.-North Korean talks have moved slowly since the first Trump-Kim meeting last June in Singapore. U.S. President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi clashed again Thursday over President Trump's demand for taxpayer funding for a wall along the southern border with Mexico. Trump declared on Twitter that the wall would get done one way or another, but Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, told reporters there's not going to be any wall money in border security legislation. A bipartisan congressional panel is negotiating to keep the government from another partial shutdown when current funding expires February 15th. The president did counter.
On February 15th, the committee will come back. And if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have, because it's a waste of time.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is sending an additional 3,500 troops to the U.S. southern border with Mexico to assist with border security measures. This will amount to a total of 5,800 active duty troops and 2,300 National Guard troops supporting the Department of Homeland Security's request for additional border security. Britain, France, and Germany launching a mechanism to ease non-dollar business deals with Iran.
The EU has set up a workaround that skirts U.S. sanctions and allows some trade with Iran, despite U.S. pressure on its European allies to cease all such business. The move could also help keep alive the flailing joint 2015 nuclear deal. France, Germany and Britain were key negotiators to what was seen as a huge EU foreign policy achievement. They opposed US President Donald Trump's decision to pull out last year, but that hasn't stopped EU relations with Tehran worsening. This month, it slapped its first sanctions on Iran since the nuclear pact was signed, after Iranian missile tests and after alleged assassination plots were uncovered on European soil.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.